Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's jump right on in with this one from Redbook. First, savoring your holidays, and then we'll follow that up with how to savor the rest of the year. First, create many traditions. Engaging in a short ritual before doing something you like can make your experience even better. Subjects told to unwrap and eat a chocolate bar in a specific step-by-step way savored it much more. Build rituals into your holiday activities whenever possible, says Jeffrey Froh, author of Making Grateful Kids. We have a special routine when we decorate the Christmas tree. We make hot cocoa. We listen to holiday music, and no phones allowed, he says. Next, be generous with gratitude. Don't just give thanks in front of the ham or turkey. Thank each person who helped with the feast in any way. Research suggests that the act of saying thank you can actually increase your own happiness by making us more aware of our positive feelings, says Bryant. Have an intermission. Even a brief hiatus from something enjoyable can reset your pleasure level, says Jordi Coidbach, Ph.D., professor at ESAD Business School in Barcelona, who has extensively studied savoring. Try waiting a couple of hours after the ham or turkey to bring out those pies. And last, treat joy as if it's finite. The awareness of an ending encourages us to seize the moment while it lasts, says Bryant. It's why people tend to savor the last day of vacation more than the middle. Acknowledging that soon your tree will come down and your extended family will go home, sob, but also can help more help you treasure all of it even more. And then for how to savor the rest of the year, budget time for happiness. Schedule little breaks that are gratifying, if not just relaxing, says Coidbach. For example, take a stroll under the spectacular night sky instead of just zoning out in front of the TV. Don't overdo your favorite things. If you have, say, a beloved sandwich, resist ordering it every day. Treat it like a special occasion and order it only on Thursdays, advises Coidbach. In one of his studies, people who were instructed to give up chocolate for a week savored it more and experienced a greater mood boost when they ate it again, compared with people who were allowed to scarf it down at will. Revel in each other's blissful moments. So your husband nailed an important presentation at work. Awesome. Responding actively rather than being low-key has been proven to boost bonding, says Froh. Show your enthusiasm, high-five, and ask follow-up questions. What was the best feedback you got? You'll feel amazing, too. One study found that couples who made a point of responding to each other's good news in a constructive, engaged way were happier than couples who didn't. Leap for joy. Go for it, even if you're in the middle of the cereal aisle. Demonstrating how you feel with gestures can intensify the positive experience, says Bryant. Laugh out loud, jump up and down, smile widely. Evidence has shown that each of these actions can make you feel good. And last, take a photo, and then in parentheses, in your head. If you snap a mental picture of an unexpected delight, like your kid's face as she scores a soccer goal, and memorize the way you feel, you can replay those images in your mind later and instantly rekindle the same positive emotions. Next, from Real Simple, the vets will see you now. Answers to your hairiest pet questions. And today we've got two. First, my cat has red bumps under her chin. Is this something I should worry about? Answer, these bumps might be acne, a fairly common condition that isn't harmful but could be painful if left untreated, says veterinarian Robin Ott. Cats who have environmental allergies or poor grooming habits, or who eat from plastic or porous bowls, which can harbor bacteria, can develop chin acne, she says. Soothe your cat's skin with a thin layer of topical honey daily, like Rescue Organics with Manuka Honey Skin Treatment, $30 from Amazon, or give her treats made with fish oil, like Greenies Feline Smart Bites Healthy Skin and Fur Salmon Flavor Cat Treats, $3 from Petco, which supports healthy skin. If you've made adjustments and see no change after a week, check with your veterinarian about allergies or health issues. And the other question, I want to keep my 9-year-old hound active mentally and physically. What can I do to help him stay sharp? Answer, a well-balanced diet and daily exercise are keys to a dog's longevity, says veterinarian Nancy Kay. Senior dogs, between the ages of 5 and 10, depending on size, are prone to arthritis and gum disease. Daily walks, gentle stretches, and swimming can keep your dog limber. Help control his weight with fiber-rich, filling snacks like blueberries, and prevent bacteria-related health issues by offering plaque-fighting treats such as Verbac CET Oral Hygiene Chews, $23 and up for $30 from Petco. For mental prowess, dog trainer Mikhail Becker suggests problem-solving games and toys like the Conquest Critters Frog Dog Toy, $6 from Chewy.com. Training classes, visits to the dog park, and hikes will also engage his brain and keep him feeling more like a young pup. From Family Circle, some health news. These are various small little bits of interesting facts. When you and your spouse are stressed, it's more important to avoid negative behavior toward each other than to be a ray of sunshine. Tension makes us especially sensitive to a partner who's withdrawn, argumentative, or overly emotional, so it's best to keep those states in check. No sweat. The FDA recently approved, and I'm going to say it wrong, I'm sure, Cubrexa cloth. I'm going to spell this, obviously. Q-B-R-E-X-Z-A cloth. A new treatment for primary axillary hyperhidrosis or excessive sweating. A daily swipe under each arm controls perspiration by preventing sweat glands from receiving the signal to produce sweat. Three facts about pain. One, it can spike in winter. Shoveling heavy wet snow is a very common source, as is slipping on ice, says Krishan M. Sharma, MD, clinical assistant professor of orthopedic surgery from New York Medical College. Two, it's preventable. Maintain good posture. Use a lumbar pillow while sitting if needed. Lift anything, including heavy boxes, with your legs rather than your back. Shovel snow throughout a storm instead of once at the end. And three, vegging out won't fix it. A common mistake when dealing with back pain is to lie in bed for several days after the acute onset, says Sharma. It's okay to rest for 24 hours, but after that, movement is better for healing. Knife skills equal life skills. Young adults who feel confident in their cooking abilities have healthier eating habits 10 years later, research says. Here's how foodie moms get their kids to play sous chef. Ask for assistance. When I need help in the kitchen, I delegate tasks to my daughters. They've learned that a good meal comes after pitching in. That was Lisa Ito, pastry chef at Umi in Atlanta. My son and I look for inspo on Pinterest and make the fun projects we find. And that was Elizabeth Blau, restaurateur and founder and CEO of Blau & Associates in Las Vegas. And last, don't overdo it. We cook simple dishes together, one-pot meals, salads, or burgers. And that by Alex Garnaschelli, executive chef at Butter in New York City. 4 out of 10, the number of alcohol-drinking adults in the U.S. who consume risky amounts. That's more than 7 drinks per week, or more than 3 on one occasion for women, and more than 14 weekly, or 4 on one occasion for men. Go ahead and enjoy that hot toddy or red wine at the holiday party, but try not to overindulge. Z's. Timing is everything. New research says going to sleep and waking up at the same hour every day is linked to a lower risk of heart attack and stroke. How's that for getting healthy in bed? Spice things up. The holiday season may make you feel frazzled, but it also brings new opportunities to refresh your sex life, says Mary Jo Rapini, LPC, sex therapist and intimacy expert. Her tips, attend events on your own. Spending time apart heightens sexual desire, says Rapini. Let your partner see you get dressed up and make plans to spend time together afterward. Take a shopping detour. While you're out buying presents, have lunch with your spouse and then visit a lingerie store or stop at a sex shop to check out the toys. Gift and experience. It's important for couples to do things together before sex because it heightens their emotional connection, says Rapini. Book a fondue cooking class, a wine tasting, or a weekend getaway. And last, upgrade your travel plans. There's nothing as great as sex in a new place. Hopefully in a hotel rather than a relative's house, says Rapini. Spring for your own room so you can take a break together. Four ways to beat the holiday blues. Holiday parties are in full swing, but this time of year isn't always full of cheer. If you're struggling with anxiety or mild depression, heed this expert advice. Cut back on social media. It's easy to play the comparison game when your news feed is filled with perfect Christmas trees and smiling families in matching PJs. Unplug as much as possible, suggests Katie Morton, author of Are You Okay? Focus on what you love about the season, like making grandma's cookie recipe and going for walks after a fresh snowfall. Lower the bar. If social gatherings tend to overwhelm you, consider going to only one party this year. You do not have to be at every holiday function. Or decide to spend just a certain amount of time at each party you do attend. Whatever goal you set for yourself, accomplishing it will feel good. Take a break. If you're at a party and feel anxious or upset, step outside for 5 to 10 minutes to take in the crisp winter air. Along the same lines, don't forget to set aside time for the people you really care about, even if it's a night at home playing board games with your kids and drinking hot cocoa. You'll feel more energized when the next year-end to-do comes along. And don't fear therapy. The holiday blues should fade with the New Year's toasts. However, if things that usually delight you no longer do, or you experience changes in appetite or sleep pattern on most days over the course of 2 weeks, don't be afraid to talk with a counselor or a psychologist. And last, 795,000. That's how many additional teens may receive a high blood pressure diagnosis under the latest guidelines set by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Now might be a good time to have your teen's blood pressure checked to make sure it falls below the new cutoff of 130 over 80. And on to the next from Good Housekeeping. Everyday hero, Santa's helper, a caring teacher makes Christmas merrier for students. 2 years ago, Jennifer Olowski noticed something odd about one of her first grade students in Paterson, New Jersey. She wasn't excited about Christmas. Jennifer knew most of the kids she taught didn't have elaborate holiday plans. 80% of her students qualified for free lunch. But she was shocked to learn that the child's family had never been able to afford to give her a holiday present. I thought, maybe I can get her something, says Jennifer, 32, who teaches physical education. And then she took it one giant step further, vowing to give all 500 children at the school a gift. I wanted to make all of them feel special, she says. My mom was a single mother. Seeing her struggle really influenced me to want to give to others who might be struggling too. Jennifer set up a GoFundMe page and raised $3,000, enough to buy each student an art set. She threw wrapping parties with her sister, friends, and coworkers and took the gifts to the school, going from class to class to surprise the kids. There was one really tough third grader whom I had never seen show any emotion, says Jennifer. He was so overwhelmed he just started crying. I knew I had to continue this. Last year she raised $5,000 for slime-making kits, coloring books, and hat and glove sets. Showing kindness to students is second nature for Jennifer, who leads the kids in a daily pledge that begins, I am amazing. I share, care, love, and forgive. I think if you say something often enough, you start to believe it, she says. This year, Jennifer is planning another Christmas surprise, this time for the 450 kids where she now teaches at Livingston Elementary School in New Brunswick, New Jersey. An arts and crafts theme is likely. A lot of homework requires colored pencils, markers, or crayons, she says. Many students don't have those. Jennifer plans on keeping up her holiday tradition as long as she can. I feel this is my purpose in life, she says. If they feel cared about, my hope is they will one day pay it forward and do something nice for someone, too. To contribute to Jennifer's 2018 gift fund, go to gofundme.com/reasonfortheseasonnb. From Real Simple, how do you thank a host? And these are written in from her, from the readers. First, I love bringing a container of frozen cookie dough as a gift. It's so easy to pop homemade cookies into the oven, one or six at a time. And I found that it's a classic treat everyone can get behind. That was Kate Farmer from Washington, D.C. Thank them by cleaning up after yourself or helping in general with the event, obeying their rules of their home, and being kind, attentive, and respectful to their children and pets, as well as the other guests. That was Aaron Ellis of Round Rock, Texas. I usually bring something for them to have for breakfast the next morning. Muffins, coffee cake, or granola, and a pound of my favorite coffee. I know myself, after entertaining for an evening, I likely do not have anything on hand for an easy breakfast the next day. That was Elizabeth Carol Sutliff of Lakewood, Ohio. I send a bouquet of flowers before the event or visit. That way I get to enjoy it, too. That was Mary M. Peterson of Las Vegas. Definitely pay for at least one meal out at a place of their choosing. That was somebody from At Blue Moon. Many of my single friends, my friends are single women. My way of saying thank you for a weekend visit is offering to help with a project around the house that may require an extra pair of hands, maybe moving the fridge so they can clean behind it, or taking drapes down for cleaning. These tasks can be done the day before leaving. And that was Tammy Bevins of Fargo, North Dakota. I call and let them know what a good time I had. I like to mention how good the food was or tell them I noticed something in particular. I know a lot of work goes into preparing for an event, so I try to give confirmation that the hard work was noticed. That was Olivia Delisio, Parksburg, PA. Guests at our main lake house last summer sent a wireless speaker so we could listen to music outside. Much better than blaring the TV sound bar and opening all the windows. That was at KGSmith04105. Invite them to be your guest at some time within the next year, if not sooner. That was Ellen Tidd of Tucson, Arizona. If you have spent the night or a weekend in someone's home, clean the bathroom before you leave. That was Judy Thorpe of Plainsboro, New Jersey. I bake something special and put it on a pretty flea market plate or bring some homemade ice cream. It may not get the party started, but it's a nice way to end it. And that was Helene M. Glazier, Newtown Square, PA. And last, be a good guest. Make up your mind and heart to be an enjoyable member of the party, dinner, or afternoon tea. And that was Nancy Fisher of Bedford, Virginia. From Good Housekeeping, five simple ways to host with ease. Follow these tips and you'll actually be able to enjoy your own bash. First, create a quick chill station. Make a tub of salted ice water, 1 cup of salt per gallon of water, to chill bottles of wine and other drinks. It will also free up fridge space. Just keep a few bar cloths by the tub for wiping drippy bottles. Direct food and drink traffic. If you're serving things buffet style, keep drinks and food on opposite ends of the room to prevent gridlock. Stock up on to-go boxes. Get new containers that don't cost a ton, like those from lab favorite Glad, so you can send everyone home with leftovers without raiding your own supplies. Opt for no cook options. Put together beautiful cheese and charcuterie boards instead of fussing over hot hors d'oeuvres. They're delicious and can be assembled in minutes on pretty wooden, slate, or marble cutting boards, says our kitchen appliances lab. Include an assortment of cured meats, cheeses, olives, crackers, grapes, spiced nuts, and spread. Mix self-serve cocktails. Forget stocking a bar with endless supplies for everyone's favorite drink. Decide on one or two festive picks like spiked apple cider, Moscow mules, or cranberry 75 punch to prep ahead and let guests serve themselves from punch bowls. And moving on to some recipes here, we've got from Family Circle, have a ball. Cheese balls, easy, delicious, make ahead, friendly, and inexpensive. And we've got a couple of options here. And then for all options, wrap them in plastic and refrigerate at least 2 hours before serving, and all serve 12 people. So the first option, pistachio fig. Pour 1 cup boiling water over 1/2 cup chopped dried figs. Let steep for 5 minutes and drain. Beat 8 ounces cream cheese softened with 4 ounce goat cheese and 1/8 teaspoon salt. Fold in figs. Shape into a ball, chill 30 minutes, then roll in 1/2 cup chopped salted pistachios. Feta dill option. Beat 8 ounces cream cheese softened and 1 1/2 cups feta. Stir in 2 teaspoons lemon zest, 1 teaspoon cracked black pepper, and 1/8 teaspoon salt. Shape into a ball, chill 30 minutes, then roll in 1/2 cup chopped fresh dill. And spicy pimento. Beat 8 ounces cream cheese, softened, and 1 1/2 cups shredded cheddar from 8-ounce bag. Beat in 1/4 cup chopped pimentos, 2 tablespoons finely chopped pickled jalapenos, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/8 teaspoon salt, a few grinds of pepper, and hot sauce to taste. Chop the remaining 1/2 cup shredded cheddar from the bag. Shape cream cheese mixture into a ball and chill 30 minutes, then roll in chopped cheese. From Good Housekeeping, roasted sweet potato, pear, and red onion. That sounds like a tasty side for your Christmas dinner. Active time is 10 minutes, total time 55. Here's what you need. 2 Bartlett pears, about 14 ounces, cored and cut into wedges. 2 small red onions, cut into wedges. 2 small sweet potatoes, about 1 pound, cut into half-inch thick half moons. 6 sprigs of thyme, plus more for serving. 3 tablespoons olive oil. And kosher salt and pepper. Heat oven to 425. On large rimmed baking sheet, toss the pears, onions, sweet potatoes, and thyme with olive oil and 1 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Roast until golden brown and tender, 35 to 45 minutes. Sprinkle with additional thyme if desired. From Real Simple, the staple. It must be hard living in salt's shadow, but black peppercorns are just as key when it comes to creating balance in a dish. These easy ideas offer the humble dried berry a star turn. Add 1 teaspoon, that's about 100 grinds if you're counting, to roasted cauliflower or any cooked vegetable and shower with cheese. Simmer in abundance with a red wine, orange, and spices for a nightcap with a kick. Or whisk into a warm bath of chocolate and cream, then roll into truffles good enough for gifting. So here are the recipes. 1. Cassio e pepe cauliflower. Toss 8 cups cauliflower florets with 1/4 cup olive oil and 1 teaspoon kosher salt on a rimmed baking sheet. Roast at 425 until brown and tender, 15 to 20 minutes. Transfer to a bowl and add 3 ounces grated Pecorino Romano cheese and 1 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. Toss to coat. For spicy mulled wine, combine 2 bottles red wine, 1/2 cup black peppercorns, 1/3 cup granulated sugar, 4 strips orange zest, and a 1-piece ginger, 1-inch piece of ginger peeled and sliced. 1 cinnamon stick, and 1 star anise in a large pot. Bring to a simmer over high. Remove from heat. Let stand 30 minutes. Strain and discard solids. Serve warm, garnished with orange slices and cinnamon sticks. And last, chocolate pepper truffles. Place 1 cup chocolate chips, 1 1/2 teaspoons freshly ground black pepper, and 1 teaspoon vanilla in a large bowl. Bring 1/2 cup of heavy cream to a simmer. Pour over the chocolate. Let stand 5 minutes. Whisk until smooth. Cover and chill 2 hours. Then scoop into 24 1 tablespoon sized balls. Roll the balls in 1/2 cup of cocoa to coat. From Real Simple, this is new uses for old things. Have a leftover roll after outfitting your cabinets? Put that grippy shelf liner stuff to work with these around the house hacks. First, a soil guard. This is for in your plant pots at the bottom. Cut out a circle of liner and place it in a succulent planter to stop soil loss, but still allow for drainage. Jar mussel. Open the maraschino cherries with ease by laying some liner over that stubborn lid for extra grip. I have done that, and it works very well. As a surface saver, glue a bit of liner to the bottom of a lamp, furniture leg, or tchotchke to prevent slippage and scratching. And for earring transport, post earrings on a square of liner to keep them organized and cushioned in your luggage for your Thanksgiving or Christmas trip. So you actually use the holes in that liner to post your earrings through, and then you can roll it up and tuck it in your suitcase. And I think we have time for one more. From Good Housekeeping, here are some good mood movies. Need a shot of holiday cheer? The editors at the review site Rotten Tomatoes say these films could jumpstart joy even in Scrooge. First, Arthur Christmas. Santa does the unthinkable and forgets to deliver a gift to a child, and his youngest son Arthur must make the delivery before dawn. Wry British humor from the Wallace and Gromit team and Pixar-level animation make this a heartwarming flick for the whole family. Then The Man Who Invented Christmas, the story behind the story of how Charles Dickens dreamed up the classic A Christmas Carol, stars Dan Stevens of Downton Abbey fame and is a delight for all ages. And Tokyo Godfathers. A homeless group in Tokyo stumbles across an abandoned baby on Christmas Eve. This anime reinterpretation of the nativity story is a surprisingly funny tale of friendship, family, and the universal desire to belong. Also from Good Housekeeping, this is for your bookshelf, some good reads. Get inspired, get a laugh, get lost in another era. Motivating memoir called Congratulations, Who Are You Again? By Harrison Scott Key, K-E-Y. Key was a floundering young professor when he decided his true destiny was to become a great writer. He quit his job and spent the next 11 years broke and penning his award-winning debut memoir of his riotous childhood, The World's Largest Man. In his second act, he takes you through his process of realizing that dream with charm and wit, offering entertainment and practical insight for anyone with a seemingly pie-in-the-sky wish list. Along the way, he spins hilarious tales of his character-filled Mississippi upbringing, his marriage to a woman who just might be a saint, and what happens after you achieve your dream. Most of us spend our lives running from the truth, says Key. For example, I took okay in my favorite jeans from the front. I look okay in my favorite jeans from the front, not the back. So I lie to myself and avoid mirrors, realizing you are not perfect. Perfectly beautiful inside or out is the first step toward being your best you. His next dream? To lose 15 pounds so I don't look hideous in those jeans. Next, this is about Christmas chaos. It's called The Adults by Carolyn Hulse, H-U-L-S-E. Split parents Matt and Claire vow to give their 7-year-old daughter Scarlett a normal family Christmas, and normal was in quotes, a plan that includes dragging along their significant others and Scarlett's all-seeing imaginary rabbit. What could go wrong? Everything in this lighthearted novel of modern love with a mystery at its core. And it seems we're out of time. For this episode of Ladies Magazines, be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.